But hey,
what do you think about that, bro?
What do you think about it?
This is why we can't have nice things.
Nice things.
That's right, man.
What do you think about that, bro?
Well, we think. And something went down yesterday at the home of Travis Kelce over there in Kansas. A man got arrested after jumping a fence there at Travis Kelce's house. Stop me if you've heard this, but this one had a purpose. Big commotion as a process server got arrested while trying to serve Taylor Swift deposition papers. This is part of the Justin Baldoni legal thing against Blake Lively, which is still going on and basically nobody cares about anymore except Justin Baldoni. So this went down. And a man named Justin Lee Fisher. He was the guy that was tasked with serving these papers. And he got busted by security there because he couldn't get in. They wouldn't let him in. And then he decided to probably jump the fence and arrested. Now, the thing was, he was arrested around 2 a.m. So that might not be the best way to go about this. But he and whoever's doing this has been trying to get these papers served to Taylor Swift now for months. And they just can't track her down. And nobody can buy a ticket to her show. So that is really the easiest way. Either which way, a source close to the situation says the judge denied a request to depose Taylor Swift 2 days before this happened. And it's unclear if the guy is able to serve Taylor Swift. But he's out of jail, at least. Dum, 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 dum. Weird.
Well, this is a little different. Picture this. You walk into your home and find a strange man standing there. And even worse, he's not trying to take your oven or your iron or other things you don't use around the house. He is drinking your wine.
No.
Yes.
Bruh.
This is what a woman in Avon, Ohio discovered, but he did have a very good reason. You see, he was on a date, KB.
Hmm.
There was no one else in the house besides him. He then left after being asked. Well, police are on the case.
Sometimes you can have a little mean time right there.
Yeah. He's on a date with himself and her wine.
What do you think about that, bro?
It's creepy.
Yeah, bro.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let's go to Pennsylvania and Kutztown, Pennsylvania. And a man there is facing a stack of charges following a recent traffic stop in which he couldn't spell or remember the fake names that were on his fake driver's license and other IDs. Now, the car was pulled over for making some sort of obnoxious exhaust noise sound. But even more so, this guy, who is Christopher Michael McCray, 46 years old, initially would only answer the officers when they're asking about the vehicle and why we pulled you over. Started answering with a high-pitched whining noise.
Dear.
Eventually, they got him to talk and say, well, can you tell us your name, while they're holding his ID. And he got it wrong the first time. Then he tried to spell it, and that was not even close. Didn't know the birth date, and then that just piled on and snowballed on that point. So, but then reverted back to probably what he should have stuck with, and that's the high-pitched whining noise.
Dum, 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 dum.
You know, everyone wants a little extra for everything in the marketplace out there today. The company Lamborghini is no exception. Latest news is if you want a cup holder, well, that will be an extra $800. However, it does include two. If you want the smoker's package, that's also another $800. But it does include an ashtray and a lighter. And please, don't smoke in your Lamborghinis, for crying out loud.
How much do they charge for the radio being in there?
Dum, 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 dum.
Hey, a flip side and a $50 follow-up for a Why We Can't Have Nice Things from a couple of weeks ago. We talked about that Spanish cafe, which had an unruly customer who set the counter on fire when he was told there was no more mayo. They were out of mayonnaise. The guy was so angry, he went next door to the gas station, bought a container of gas, returned to the cafe where he doused the thing and set it on fire. About $12,000 worth of damage. Well, stepping up to the plate and going overseas, Hellman's Mayonnaise is now offering to pay for all repairs.
What?
And make sure that they are fully stocked with plenty of Hellmans just in case somebody comes by and what the heck, man. No, that's nice. I'm glad they did that.
Bar games can be fun, but only if everyone agrees to play. A woman was popped by police after walking into a watering hole, then hosing another patron down with an entire can of silly string. Now, it's not silly at all. They're actually calling it an assault. Crystal Watts is now paying the price. She wound up behind bars for all this and should really know better. 48 years old. One guess as to where she hailed from.
Florida?
Yes.
There we go.
Clearwater. Right. Not Malvern, but close.
She's silly. Dum, 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 dum. And then finally, we go to an audio daily double for why we can't have nice things. And you got this dad, and his teen driver comes home and lets him know that there's something new on her dashboard.
Dad, I unlocked a new emoji on my car today.
Unlocked a new emoji on her car today.
That's not a good thing. What emoji did you unlock? It looks like the little genie lamp from Aladdin. You have to tell me immediately when you unlock a new emoji in your car, because that's not a happy thing.
No, that would be a warning light, probably having to do with your oil.
Oil, yeah.
Yeah, just wait till the poop emoji shows up. Dum, 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 dum